family. Friends of family. Welcome back to
This is truly an iconic episode. This is when I peaked.
Had to run it again. Because the queen herself was on our podcast because we are so successful. And we are going to be the most successful. I don't know. It's that Tinkerbell effect.
Right.
So this episode's with Paris Hilton talking about NFTs.
Yeah, which is kind of tough now because everything kind of crumbled. But there's still good. There's some good stuff in there.
She'll never crumble. So it's exactly fine.
It'll all bounce back.
Go buy her stuff.
yeah.
Just buy Paris Hilton stuff. I just follow whatever she does.
But we talked to about a bunch of other stuff that was kind of, you know, that was just to get you to listen to the episode. There's a whole, we cover everything in there. Marriage, love, life, kids, all of it.
Her multiple phones and if I'm
Yeah, five phones. Just so sick. We were pumped.
So you're about to listen to me fangirl the fuck out for Paris Hilton. So enjoy.
Friends and family, look at us now.
Look at us now, dude. Yes. We're so successful.
We have elevated.
We're so legit. If you're listening to this, please go on our YouTube because we look outstanding and we have the icon, the mogul, the queen herself. Paris Hilton is sitting next to us, bro. What's going on?
Hi, sis.
This is it, dude. We're peaking so hard right now.
Also, if you're watching this, how cute are we? We are wearing Paris's new collection. Please tell us all about it and tell us where to get it.
This is my new collection. It's called Key by Paris.
Love it.
And I love this brand, so I was so excited to collab with them and just wanted to do something that was like a throwback to the 2000s, like the ones you're wearing the pink is like such that vibe. And it's all my favorite styles that I've worn over the years that I wanted everyone to be able to enjoy because I feel like sunglasses are my favorite accessory.
Yes, you do. I went to your house always. And you have like a room of sunglasses.
Yes. I live for sunglasses.
We did a TikTok with them and it took us like 20 minutes to pick a good one for me. She had so many good ones. She's like, these ones. I was like, okay. It was great.
So much
should've
fun.
Been there.
I should have been there.
They look good on you, too.
I was hanging with your dogs.
Aw. I wish I brought them, or at least one of them.
I know. I kind
of
wish I brought
Rue. We have four dogs because of you. I'm just trying to be you every single day of my life. You are my inspiration. No one works harder than you, and I admire that, and I love you for that. And I do want to say that when I, like, if I hire a driver in Los Angeles, and I always ask them, like, who have you driven before? They always say, like, one of them was like, I worked with Paris Hilton and nobody works harder than her and nobody is nicer than her. And all their other stories about every other celeb was awful. So you are the star of Hollywood and just the belle and we all love you. So thank you for being on our podcast, working on it. Today we are working on NFTs.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is so exciting. I have to mention here, we are in the Artcade Gallery.
Woo woo.
Located on Sunset.
Leveling up.
Sub Nation, my friend Alex Straz.
Yeah, Alec. Woo. We love you.
You know, I met this guy. We were just gamers, dude, during quarantine.
Really? That's how you met him?
Yeah. It took like 2 years before I met you in person. Yeah. Wow. Wild stuff. And now.
Besties. Best friends. I love him. Adore him. Alec, check him out. Thank you for this spot. Thank you for this opportunity. Paris, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I am new to this, so I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. So I really need you to teach me who is NFT and what's why. What is this?
Well, I have been doing NFTs since 2019.
That's my first one.
Yeah. And it's just amazing how it just exploded. But for those of you listening who don't know what it is, it's a non-fungible token, which could basically be anything. It could be art, it could be an experience, it could be a piece of music, it could be a physical object. It basically is something that is on the blockchain, so it is there forever and people can see and authenticate it, like one of one pieces. Like there's, you can't counterfeit things. The thing I love about it is that it really gives the power back to the creator. Because, you know, most artists, it's hard for everyone to get into Art Basel or these really big, you know, art festivals or galleries. And with this technology now, anyone with a talent and who has a passion could put their things on the blockchain, and for the rest of time, they'll be receiving sales. So, you know, in traditional art world, you would only get paid the first time they get sold.
Yeah.
From now on, for the rest of time, they will always get a commission for each sale, which I love about that.
Wow.
And there's just so much more to it, like Web3, everything, the metaverse. It's getting wild.
It's getting wild. Yeah. There's like a lot of
raising a child, like Riley's going to want to dive into the metaverse.
Yeah. Thoughts. I mean, my friend Hillary's son is 10, and for his 10th birthday, he asked for an NFT. And I'm like, cool. She Instagrammed it, so I'm not like,
okay. I thought it was like inside school.
No, oh my God. Imagine.
Yes.
So yeah, NFTs. I'm trying to learn. Yours are stunning.
Thank you.
Like this one behind you.
They're all behind you right now.
This is so cool. I love seeing them all displayed like this.
The Chihuahua. That's my favorite one, I think.
Yes.
Tinkerbell. I think if I'm going home and making a metaverse, is that how I call it? What do I call it? How do I say making my account?
No, if you're making...
like if I want to go buy your NFTs today, what do I do?
They're just like on Nifty Gateway and Origin Protocol.
I showed you Nifty Gateway in the like... Not the very beginning, but somewhat.
He tried.
Yeah.
It's a whole other language.
But I also was like drunk every day, so like no one's going to believe me.
Right, like, I didn't. I was like, you're crazy. Yeah. But then you got into it and I was like, it might be legit. And then I saw you on Fallon talking about it too.
Yes, we both have. There's my Bored Ape up there, and he also has his as well. So it's like this whole community, and it's like this whole family. I've met the most interesting and brilliant and creative people in this community, and it's just been just like fascinating, just how every day it's moving so fast. And
it is.
It's really, really exciting.
I can't keep up.
Didn't they just have like an NFT LA?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is that experience like? There's like a bunch of events and people coming together and just like showing off their NFTs, or like what's the next wave?
Yeah, it's basically a lot of different conferences. People are doing talks. A lot of artists are coming. They're doing shows. There's parties. There's events. There's people just meeting in real life since, you know, the world is finally getting more normal now.
So
it's just great to finally... I've been speaking to all these people, you know, during lockdown this entire time on Clubhouse and like on Twitter, and now just getting to see everyone in real life is really amazing.
I'm sure they freak out when they see you too. They're like, it's really her. Wow. Which NFT are you most proud of?
I am most proud of, let me look. This one.
Right?
That's the iconic Crypto Queen.
Crypto Queen.
And that one set history for the highest selling NFT for women history. So that was just amazing.
It's crazy. Out of all of them, I was like, well, that's the one I'm going to go buy. There's something about it. That one and the Chihuahua.
Yeah, that is about Tinkerbell, because she was like my best friend and my everything. So I had to dedicate a piece to her.
So cute.
And then the one next to it is my pink metaverse, which the little, see like the hummingbird, that is my grandmother, because when she passed away, she told me. Before she does, she said that she would be a hummingbird.
Oh,
and there's always
God.
This hummingbird that like follows me around and looks at me through the window. And like, I know it's her.
That's magical.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's way more meaningful now that I know that.
Yes.
And I feel like that is your world.
I love that one over there. That's my newest one. I just did this drop with Pac, and I did this with Puppy Puff Puff, and it's Paris in Crypto Land, because I love Alice in Wonderland, and now
yes, it is
in this whole new crypto land.
How do you do that? So like you talk to them about your ideas before you go in and you're like, here's my dreams. How can you make this work?
Yeah, I just collaborate with artists that I really love. And we just have meetings and we talk about what we want and kind of just coming up with different concepts and ideas, like with Super Plastic. That was my last drop.
Yeah.
And that was just about how I've really have taken my power back and telling my truth, and now I'm, you know, making a difference and changing laws and saving children from abuse. And so every single one I do always has some meaning behind it.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I'm just making the world a better place. What's it like when you go to sleep at night? Are you just like, so proud of you, Paris, love you, good night?
No, I can't sleep because I'm thinking of a million ideas.
You take those reset pills. Yes. My entire family takes them now.
She showed me those.
You got me those for a gift,
right?
I buy them every day now. I'm obsessed.
I can't sleep without them.
Check out those reset pills. We'll put a link below. They're so nice. There's a calm one for the daytime. But yeah, they do help sleep. They're amazing.
I love them. I take it every day to chill and feel good and not stress out. And then at night to sleep, like I literally can't sleep without it. But my mind does race and race because I'm always thinking of ideas.
Because you're a creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I asked you when I went to your house because I saw, I knew like I was doing your podcast and I knew that wasn't even half the work you had to do that day. And I was like, how many days a week do you work? And you're like 24/7. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious. Like that's, I don't do that. And I need to start doing that.
Well, you're a mom. So
I mean, yeah, I'm running around.
That's a job in itself. That's a job.
Yeah. He started walking. Riley started walking recently. So I'm chasing him.
That's so much.
But I'm thinking about baby number two already. Like I have baby fever all over again.
I do too. I can't wait for
you
that.
You do?
Yes.
I can't wait to have babies.
Yes. I cannot wait.
See, I also wanted with my NFT one day when I wanted to make one, I was like, should I put like a little video, like a little movement of my ultrasound up, you know? Like, would anyone care about that? That's would that cute. Be cool? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, with like your song behind it, like a new right? song. You should a release like an NFT song or NFT music video. A lot of people are doing that right now.
Yeah, okay. That's what I need to know.
But then it's like the label, like she's surrounded by like a machine.
Speaking about music, are you working on any music right now?
Yes. Writing, I'm recording. I just did my new music video last week.
Shut up already?
Yes.
No, I wanted to be in the sessions.
Well, I'm still writing. I'm doing a whole EP. It's all crypto based. The new song is called To the Moon. And it's so much fun. And the music video is just so futuristic and sick. And
I'm hyped.
It's really, really, really dope. So
your music videos are all perfect.
Thank you.
This will be so good.
This is my best one yet.
Oh my God. Of course it is.
You gotta get her over to the studio. If you're down.
Oh my God, I would die.
Megan has a great studio.
Yeah, you would love how it looks, actually. It's like really sick. A lot of LED lights, a lot of all white.
Open space.
Open space. We could dance about it.
Oh, I love that. Let's definitely do that.
Yes, queen, please. Anytime.
Yes, queen.
yeah, so babies. You want babies?
Yes.
Me too. I want a whole bunch of them.
I want like two or three.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. I think three, maybe four. I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm one of three and I felt left out sometimes. I felt like it was two against one. I was also the only girl. So I think I want like four, even it out.
But then what if it's three against one, dude? It's even worse.
That does suck. I didn't think about that. But I was just with your sister the other day and she's pregnant and she's so pretty. Oh my goodness. We were at an amazing event that I can't remember at your mom's house.
Aww.
Could you imagine? Your mom emailed me. I was like, this must be fake. It wasn't.
Yes.
Your family is so nice to me and I don't deserve it. I also was invited to your wedding. Loved it. Thank you so much.
For coming.
It was the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. Your husband is the cutest human being there ever was and will be. Because my husband didn't know who your husband was when we were there. He like saw some pictures and then I was like, that's him right there. He's like, that's him. And I was like, oh yeah, that's him. He was sobbing and wiping. Like he couldn't just like dab a tear. It was like wipe him down. And I was like, oh my God, no one's ever loved anybody that much.
So sweet.
They are soulmates. They are so perfect for each other. I was crying.
I think everyone in the room was crying.
Everyone was.
I saw him about to walk down the aisle. Because he didn't want to see me in my dress because like that was like, you know, the only tradition that we really kept. And I just saw him about to like walk down. He was bawling. I was like, oh my God. Like I was like trying to hold it in. I'm like, oh my God, please don't cry. Please don't cry.
You did good.
Yeah, I did good because what happened was one of my nephews was screaming at the top of his lungs. Did you hear?
Oh yeah.
And I was like, everyone probably thinks that's me screaming. And like, they're about to go down the aisle. I'm like, oh my God, like, please get someone, make him stop crying. Like, this is so scary. So I was kind of walking down the aisle, just like not crying. Cause I was just like, oh my God, thank God.
You were perfect.
You had your game face on.
I'm like, I was, livid.
No, yeah, no, she was, you, I couldn't tell that. So that's good. You're a phenomenal actress then.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were walking down the aisle, just so pretty and perfect. And was just like a princess. Was like living your fairy tale dreams. And we were like, oh my God, the dress, everything was gorgeous. I remember seeing the front row, there's a lot of dolls, like Barbie dolls. And I was like, what's going on up there? And it was all your nieces and nephews, I believe, just like babies everywhere. And they were so cute. And I was like, oh, how's this going to go? And they caused a scene, was a cute scene.
It was so cute.
People just chasing them. They were adorable.
But nobody
stole your show.
Yeah, that was
amazing.
And then
Kim Petras was singing. Oh, I loved it. She's so good.
So incredible.
Sang Stars Are Blind acoustic. You weren't there, brother, so I have to tell you all about it.
I would have loved an invite.
That was like,
no. We weren't worth an invite. It was crazy. I was like, why are we here?
I love you.
I love you so much. Oh, my God. What else did we want to talk about with you while we have you?
How do you stay young forever?
Yes, great question.
Of Benjamin Button.
Yeah, you are Benjamin Button, dude. You look better every day.
Thank you.
It's insane.
I think because I am just so happy.
And yeah, you look
I
happy.
Stayed out of the sun. I'm all natural. I've never done any plastic surgery. I've never done injections, no Botox.
Wait, stop. Zero. I just did Botox.
Really? You look like you're 12.
You're so disappointed.
That's what I told. I was like, you are a child.
Why?
What are you doing?
Why? I don't know. So I went because I had, I had little red bumps everywhere and it wasn't pimples. And I asked my doctor, like my dermatologist, I was like, what's this? And it was like, something that I had to take antibiotics for. And I was like, well, I'm here. It was also because my pregnancy. So when you do get pregnant, text me because skin changes in the best way. But I was like, while I'm here, what do you see? Like, I'm your canvas. What do you want to paint? And she was like, I'll just do a little bit here. And I was like, okay. And it was like my forehead, some Botox. And at first, when it started kicking in, I was terrified because I could not move. And I was like, uh-oh, I messed up. But then after like 3 weeks, everyone started coming up to me. They're like, something's different about you. You're glowing. And I was like, really? And my husband was like, I hate to admit it, but you look really good. I looked well-rested. But I cannot believe you've had nothing done.
No, nothing.
I do avoid the sun, too.
Yeah, the sun is a killer.
It's a killer.
It really is.
I don't like it. I don't like sweating.
I love the sun.
No.
I hate the sun.
You're going to look terrible later. He's been in the sun his whole life.
I'm going to age so like fine wine now. Mm-mm. Quit boozing. I'm golden.
He did quit boozing and now he looks
proud
better.
Of you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Good job.
I remember you were like, so did you black out a lot? And I was like, I don't know. And then later on you think about it more, you're like, I blacked out all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. But that was the question that stuck with me. I was like, I don't know. Oh, I do know now. But
my husband saw you today because he lives with us and he was like, man, I don't recognize him. He's so like skinny and young and he looks like a nerd, like a happy nerd. And I was like,
I am a nerd, that's Ryan. I just love gaming.
I've been working on it.
Chime. No one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills due. Good thing there's Chime. Now you get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's up to 2 more days to save, pay bills, and generally just feel good about your money situation. But Chime is more than just about getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account. So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/trainer. That's chime.com/TRAINOR. Bank services and debit card provided by the Bancorp or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer.
I've been working on it.
How did you meet your husband? Because we're looking for a future wifey for Ryan, mm-hmm. maybe potentially one day. If you have,
but
plans.
I have plenty of time.
You have plenty of
okay?
time.
29
plenty
years old.
Yeah,
29.
Good. For me, we met like 16 years ago at my house party in LA. I used to have a house right on Kings Road, right up the street, and I used to have house parties all the time. So he came to that, and whatever we met, and then we'd see each other, just like, you know, New York Fashion Week, Burning Man, just places, Coachella, whatever.
Wow.
And
he was
then
there all along.
He was always there, but it was just like timing is everything. And then 2019, I went to the Hamptons for Thanksgiving and I went over to lunch to our old family friend's house. And he was there because his sister is married to the old family friend. And it was just like sparks right away. And we kissed and had our first date. And then we've never left each other's side since.
Uh-huh.
We've like literally never spent a night apart besides
that's
like
me and
nights,
Dale.
Literally.
We were stuck together like mm-hmm. Velcro.
Yeah.
Also, I went on tour and I was like, you're coming with me. Mm-hmm. So we lived on a bus together.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
It's the best.
I need you to fly me out to Coachella, fly me to the Hamptons, fly me to all these nice places so I can find my Paris Hilton.
I can make that happen. Kind of. If you do want to go to Coachella, I got to know like ASAP though.
No, I'm good.
Harry Styles is playing.
I want to see Harry, but I did get to see him at the Forum, so it's all good.
Oh, I know what we wanted to ask you. We need help. I bought my brother a DJ thing. Mm-hmm. What is it? A DJ.
You got me a DJ Premier.
Which one?
She got like a
Off-White.
Dope Off-White.
Really nice one.
It's an art piece, really, but
really?
It does work.
But it works, and I want him to be a DJ because every day he's like, I want to be Paris Hilton, and so do I. So we wondered if there's like a master class you have or like if you could teach him a few little thingies one day when you come over.
Yeah, I can help. And I also have the best teacher, DJ Endo.
Really?
I'm Mike. He taught me everything. He's
Mike.
Brilliant. I'll give you guys his number.
Sick.
He's so nice.
I would totally
I see, like,
get him.
Yeah, like
he's
one
so
day,
smart.
Like I'm a hands-on learner. Like I'm like trying to mess around with it, I'm just stumped and I get discouraged and move on.
ADD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad. I have ADD too, but he really? Makes you focus and makes it simplified. So, you know, it's very technical when you get into it, but when you actually learn in the right way from the great teacher, DJ Endel is where it's at, and he teaches all the big DJs, so he's sick.
Dude, you're going to be a big DJ.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is it, man.
This could be fun.
This is it for you.
Because I do enjoy going out, but not really. So I think it's like tough. It's harder sober because drunk people annoy me now. And I used to be one of them.
That's what I want to ask you.
So it's like DJing could be fun to do, to still be out and about, but not
be behind the booth and not have to deal.
Yeah, because I'm still I like to have a good time and set the vibe and let's go. But it's harder to, I don't know.
I also wanted to ask you that because you are the party queen. Like one of your weddings was literally, what was it? The Pier? I don't know any place in Los Angeles.
The Neon Carnival.
Mm-hmm. And party queen.
Yes.
But I swear to God, I've never seen you drunk. Do you drink?
Not really. I'll have a little glass of rosé, but I like to always be in control. And I like to remember the night people are taking photos every 5 seconds. So I have to look good.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I feel like it looks weird when people are just too.
Yeah, see, you can party and have fun, and not be blackout.
No, it's been nice remembering stuff.
Party
concerts are better now because I can remember the show. Used to go to a show and just not remember. I'm like, ugh.
I wish people party like you. Party like Paris.
Party like Paris.
Party like Paris is a shirt. I have all your merch, by the way. You do?
Yeah, the merch I throw out at my DJ shows as I partied with Paris Hilton.
Oh, that's smart.
But the new one I'm making right now is I Partied with Paris Hilton in the Metaverse. Because I actually built the Neon Carnival inside of my Paris world in Roblox. So we have that entire thing built there. We have my house, my doggy mansion, my dogs. This place is sick. You can literally go there. I love it.
We were just talking too.
I was talking about Fortnite. Fortnite started it with the concerts in Fortnite, and then Ariana Grande did a whole show in the Fortnite metaverse, and then she has her skin. You could be Ariana Grande. That's what it's called. It's Fortnite skin, but it's not it's buying a character,
this
right?
Is getting weird.
No, this is what it is. Okay. But a Paris Hilton Fortnite character would be dope. But it'd be a super big deal.
It's in the works already. Mm-hmm. No. That'd be sick. But I wanted to know. She's so excited. She's like, maybe. I wanted to know all these ideas of you doing the Roblox collab and all this. Is there someone on your team who's just yo, you know what you should do today? Or are these all your ideas?
With the metaverse, I actually was thinking about it and developing it back in 2017, getting my whole body mapped. It's in my documentary, The American Meme. And I was thinking of this whole virtual world where people could be their own avatars and be able to communicate and dance and listen to music and watch me DJ and hang out and be able to just have this whole community online. But the technology wasn't available because there was no such thing back then. So now just to see it all coming to life is so exciting. And I just feel like I have an amazing team. I have my new media company called 1111 Media. Yee. And it's just the most brilliant people in every type of department that we've brought together. Wow. So they just help me really bring all my dreams and just everything I want to life, because it's hard to do it all by yourself. You need people to, help facilitate it all. But
But the big ideas. Yeah. It's you. That's so sick.
I'm
people can party with Paris for eternity.
That's exactly. Touring is very hard. I'm not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. But I love to get out there and do a show. But I always joke, I wish there was just one awesome show that I do, and then everyone can just go see it whenever they want. And I don't physically have to be there.
Yep. That would be this new world. You can.
Yeah. This new world. You can. Oh my goodness. Okay. What else is on our list?
I don't know. We're vibing. I think we hit it all, honestly, but
I think we did really good. I'm thinking about baby number two. And the way I get pregnant is I get very particular about timing of my ovulation, everything. Brother, I know you wanted to talk about this today.
Yeah, so, this is great. I always love this.
I ovulate in a week. So I think I'm going to start. I heard if you do it before you ovulate, you can get a girl.
Really?
I want a girl.
Oh, I didn't know there was a trick to that.
There's a method, but it's not 100% proven, but there's science. I don't know. There's you have a better chance if you do this. So we're doing it early. And I just like pulled the trigger. I think we're going to start doing it.
Yeah. Your brother's like, I really do not want to hear about.
Well, I was telling her, I was like, listen, you know, you're working on this next album. You're going to have some video shoots to do.
Hopefully a TV show.
A TV show. I was like, maybe you get some of that rolling.
You've written many books and you, I need to say this. Sally, show your face. My manager went to one of your book signings years ago.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yep. She said that today when we were peeing together. She was like, oh my God, I totally met her years ago.
That's so awesome.
But what was writing books like? What was like the, if I'm about to do a book tour.
It's a lot of fun. I love it. I'm writing my third book right now. So my life story, which it's very, very interesting.
It's like therapy, right?
It's very therapeutic. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've learned and remembered so much that I forgot about. And she's like, I don't know. It's been a lot with that. And the book tour is fun because you just get to see all of your fans and just get to like hang out, sign a lot of books.
Your
and,
connection with your fans yeah, is really tight. Them.
They're like my family. Like,
they are. It's different than other fan groups. I don't know. It's something on a different level. Like my fans are really great and I love them and they love me. But your fans are like blood, you know? Like they're very close with you.
The little Hiltons.
Yeah, the little Hiltons.
They're so cute. They're like my little brothers and little sisters. I love
them. Wow. You're all of our big sister.
Thank you.
You're a queen.
You are too.
How did we do? Did we do it? I'm sweating.
Don't worry.
I have so much swass right now. The moisture.
That's hot.
I want to know, like, yeah, what would be her first move to kind of get into that metaverse world?
Oh, so if like, I get pregnant again, like, should I put my announcement in an NFT?
Why not? You could literally do anything with an NFT. But if you want to get into the metaverse, let me know.
I do. Yes. Yeah.
Like
well,
we can get like your cool avatar. I have so much different technology that I'm investing in and working on. That's insane. Like these portal things where you don't even have to actually be there, but they could see you and you could see them. And you're like this hologram thing inside. Yeah. So this technology is like next level where you could literally like be doing meet and greets and be in different countries and different places. And it looks like you're really there.
Wait, shut up. That's my dream.
Sick.
Okay, yes, it's doing
so
that.
So would she, does she like in the portal kind of, so if you are talking to Megan,
live.
It's just a hologram
version. It's the box,
of it.
Right? Yeah. I've seen that on TikTok.
So dope.
I'm down.
They're just hugging the box.
And being an avatar, like getting a genie, that's another company I invested in where
do the genie.
It's like your avatar that can go and do concerts and do things like that.
Will you just like send me all these links?
Yes. I'll send you everything. You need to perform in Paris World.
Yes.
Roblox.
I want to get into all of it.
Dude, if you perform in Paris World, Roblox, that's big time.
I will.
Yes.
I'm cheap. I'm free. Also, okay. I saw in an interview that you said you had a lot of phones.
Yes.
Okay. So we could take this out if you want, but like, I saw that you feel bad for some people. So you give them a certain number.
Yeah.
Which number do I have?
You have the good one.
Shut up.
Yes.
Why is it green sometimes, Paris?
Because I am so bad. I lose my phones.
Okay. Is it bad service?
No, I like will lose the phone actually.
Oh no.
Yes. I'm really, cause I used to have 5 phones.
Okay.
So the one that, okay. One was for my friends.
Okay.
2 was like for work. 3 was for like Europe. 4 was for like people who I didn't really like, but I feel bad. So I gave them that number, which
okay. I just don't want to be on
I don't have that number anymore. I like,
okay, okay.
I got rid of that. And then the 5th one was for prank calling.
Oh, yes. I did hear this. Yeah.
So I had 5 and now my husband made me consolidate to 2.
Yes.
So now it's 2 like normal phones
okay.
that people
so
I like.
Whatever phone I'm on, that's got to be good if it's just 2. That's
she was
great.
Concerned with the blue,
the
green, blue, green.
That's me losing
no response.
It.
Okay.
Beyond.
All right. Then you're not the only one that's bad with your phone because she's always looking for
I'm
her
trash.
Phone.
Lucky, yeah. I'm like, the worst.
Yeah.
And then I'll just like hold, like, think I have a sec. Like, I don't even know where the second one is now. I have 1 and I lost the other one a couple days ago. So I'll just go back and forth.
That's
so the work
one
is kind
that's
of changed.
Okay. Well, did you get my text today? No. It's on the other phone.
Yeah, it's
on
it's the lost. Other
one. You didn't ignore me.
You're going to have Megan's silly Apple Watch, said, bro. She just like pings her phone constantly.
I do. I ping it with the Apple Watch. And it might be. You could do that. It's nice. It just like, ming, tells you where it is.
Yeah. Oh, sick.
Yeah. Okay. I texted you. I'm screaming that you even agreed to do this. Thank you so much for your time. I promise it'll be fun.
I love you.
And I was like, she's not coming.
Anything for you. Course.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Yeah, it's truly an honor for us.
Yeah, my dream is to write a song with you and to do NFTs with you and to learn from you and to work as hard as you someday.
Oh, I love you.
And give you any baby stuff I have.
Yes, that's the advice that I need.
Okay, yeah, great.
I have no idea.
I have nothing for you but that. So
that's great. That's good stuff, though. It's a
and
lot.
Some songs. I can write some songs with you.
It's hell sick. Yes, that would be like a dream.
Oh my God,
because I love your music and I love your vibe and you're just so kind and sweet and beautiful and cool and I just love being around you.
I didn't want to interrupt. I was like, oh my God. Wow.
Keep
thank
going.
You.
You're pretty cool. I'm trained.
A producer told me that today and he's like, what are you doing? I was like interviewing Paris Hilton. He was like, I wish you knew how cool you are. I was like, I have no idea.
No clue. Zero clue. It's good though.
It's good.
It's part
it's
of your brand.
Me. Yeah.
Yes.
She's a humble queen.
I love that. How old is your baby now?
One in something. Turned one in February. So
Aquarius.
One in a couple months. Yeah.
Love it. Like
loves the bath time, loves water.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. Yeah.
Weren't you going to do like a swimming class?
Yeah. Well, Hillary, my friend Duff, told me that I need to start doing that thing where it's like a safety. Whereas, so if they fall in the pool, they know to float up, you know? But it's terrifying and babies hate it and they just cry.
I've seen people do that.
Right?
That
they just throw them in there with all their clothes on and they're like, figure it out. But yeah, our dad was like, swim. And we did, but we didn't float at the age of one, you know?
You sink a little. Then they grab you. That's how you learn.
But yeah, I got to start doing that with Riley before my pool is done. You got to see my pool. I'm doing construction. It is sick. It's like a water park.
I love that.
It's going to be great.
Pool party.
Yep.
We don't have many pool parties.
I'm only going to have like, yeah, you are the queen of parties.
Yeah.
I couldn't go to so many. You invited me to all of them though. I know. And I love you for that.
I'll keep inviting you.
Just keep trying. I'll show up someday.
I'm the one I'm like, go, go, go.
Yeah, the COVID got me though. I was too scared. And then.
I get that.
Yeah. But now, the world's opening up.
I know.
I'm coming finally. Over. Yay. You're going to be like, oh, God, she's coming again. Sick. Also, please tell us all the TV shows you have. I feel like you have four right now. You have a cooking one.
Paris and Love. And I'm about to start shooting another one very soon.
God.
So I can't say the name of it yet. Can't.
But you have one that they can watch right now. That's Cooking with Paris.
Paris What's and Love, one? Which is on
Paris and Love
E.
Okay.
And on Peacock. Yes. And then I also have my podcast, This is Paris, and my other podcast, which I produce, which is something that's really close to my heart.
Yes.
Called Trapped in Treatment. And it's all about the troubled teen industry and just, you know, the abuse that's happening at these schools and trying to shut them down and pass our legislation on this bill. So that's just been like a huge passion project for me, for survivors to have like a space to tell their stories so people can be aware of what's happening behind closed doors in these schools.
Yeah. It's insane.
I know. It's really, really horrible that people can do that to kids.
And get away with it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's not like a great place for troubled teens to go, you know? There's not like a safe place or a great place for them to go.
Yeah, they just need to make a place where people who work there actually care and they're not like sick people who are just like, you know, getting on this power trip and like enjoy abusing. It's just like crazy that people would allow people like that around children.
Yeah. Dr. Phil was on our show, our podcast. And we were talking about that. I was like, there's no place for like he was saying high schoolers. Why does it feel like everything is ending? The whole world is over. And I wish there was just a place for teens who are really struggling or a program in school that's like, hey, we're going to go to math and we're going to go to also like to therapy class or something. And Dr. Phil's like, it's all about money. Like it costs so much money for people to put that in schools and to have a safe place for teens to go. And it just breaks my heart. And I was like, if I had that crazy kind of money, I was just like, what would I do with this? I'd build a place for teens to go and feel safe and that parents could feel good sending their kids there.
Yeah, I think just magical. About talking with them, doing art is very healing, music, just anything to be creative. Because I think when people are just being punished, that doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
At all. It just makes people worse and more traumatized.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's something I've really been fighting for and something that's like my mission in life now.
I love that. Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
So needed.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do more in something. My life. Yeah. Seriously.
I'm just inspired. I'm like.
So inspired. No, every day I'm like, what would Paris do? Literally. Every career path I choose, I'm like, Paris would do this. Yeah.
Now, with your cooking show, like, Megan on Top Chef learned how to eat proper food, I feel like.
I don't know a lot of fancy foods. I don't go to a lot of fancy restaurants. I don't know how to order food. I don't know a lot of names of the food. So when I was on Top Chef Family Style, I was reading the menu, and they had to make me do it over and over again because I would be like, I would say words just wrong. And people would be like, that's as common as spaghetti. Why aren't you saying it correctly? And I'd be like, I don't know. And it'd be like squid or something, like sea urchin I ate. And I was like, but I saw on your show, you were just like honest and open about like cooking and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah. But did you learn a lot? And like, did you take some of that home with you or are you still kind of?
I love to cook, but I also love to be funny. And I kind of felt like with that, it was just like a really fun project to do.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, the whole world is shut down. So I was like, okay, perfect. I can just shoot this at my house. It's easy.
Smart.
And
smart.
I was kind of playing into like the Simple Life character.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
I knew what that. Stuff was. Like, yep. I just play it up because I just think it's entertaining.
It's
so good.
Otherwise, it's boring if you're just like being so serious and you know every single thing. It's just like, that's not entertaining. So I always, I don't know, when I'm doing comedy, I always like revert back to that character because it's just, it works.
You should do a whole new movie with that character like times 10.
Yes.
Like not like Borat style, but like, you know what I mean? Just raw and real and throwing you out into the open, into the wild.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's gotta be safe though.
It's safe, security. In a safe manner. Okay, amazing. I feel like I asked you all my questions I had when I went to sleep last night. Did you have any more questions?
I can't believe you guys like memorize everything. We're so bad at this.
Bro, we're so bad at this.
So when you do this, you never have anything written down. You just like wing it.
I like came up with some ideas. I texted to her. She goes, cool. And then we kind of like,
he texted
them,
me like,
then, yeah, it's just like off the
cuff. Talk about NFTs, wedding. And I was like, these are all the things I would talk about anyways with her. So
cool. I think Megan got really excited and like said it all really, really fast.
I said it so fast. La, 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 la. I talk really fast. I miss you. I never get to see you. And this is a big moment for me. You don't know how much. You're my mogul. You are my icon in my house. Everyone knows it. I love you so much. I'm literally going to cry. Okay, stop. Embarrassing.
But I'm just excited about the metaverse and that world. I think a lot of people are afraid of it. And I think people are afraid of change and something different like that. But like when Facebook started, people were like, what is this? Like, this doesn't make sense. And then look at it now, right?
Yeah. Now all
I feel like metaverse is going to be that situation. Like Riley's going to be all over it.
He's going to have birthday parties in the metaverse.
In the metaverse.
I wish.
Are you cool with that?
For me, I think I love it because I love the future. I love this technology. I think it's just, it's amazing like what you can actually do and like how high tech everything is right now. And for me, when I have a daughter one day, like I'm hoping that she's going to be like partying in the metaverse and like she'll be at home in our living room, safe, not like at a club with like a bunch of like weirdos. Cause I've seen it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I like it in that way for when I have a teenage daughter one day. But
okay.
As long as we can keep the weirdos out of the metaverse. You
right.
Because you don't want someone like pretending to be a young girl.
There's always
going to
be weirdos,
girl.
Man. I want to homeschool my kids because... Ugh.
No.
Do you?
I know. I'm kind of scared too because I feel like the other kids are the ones sometimes.
Other kids are mean.
The mean or like a bad influence or like
bad
teach
influence.
Them bad words. Or
yeah. I learned a lot of bad things.
Like one of my producer friends has like a toddler who goes to preschool and he comes home hitting.
Hitting?
Hitting. Oh. And I'm like, you don't even swear. How did he learn how to hit? And he's like, I don't know. It must be the other kids. I don't want it. And then people are like, well, he's going to be a weirdo. I'm like, but I'm not weird. You know what I mean?
Bro, remember like mom sent me off. It was my first like time getting babysat by our friends or something like that. And they had older brothers and cousins. And they were trying to teach me to say motherfucker but I couldn't say it. And then I come back home and I'm just screaming, fucking Miller, fucking Miller.
Oh, yeah. And mom's like, 2 years old.
She's like, what happened to my angel boy?
My sweet baby boy.
Like, shit like that.
God. We can't put our kids in schools. Like, what? I can't do it. I'm too scared.
We'll make our own school.
Okay. I was thinking, what if we had a class? I have a really cool attic in my house and it's really big and massive. And I was like, English class, math class. Like, I'm dividing it up. You drop your kids off. I will take care of them.
Love it.
I'm down if you're down. We should start a little community.
Why
people
not?
We like.
No swearing.
No swearing. Right? No hitting. Mm-hmm. Just angels.
Angels forever.
Angel babies.
Good vibes only.
Yeah. It'll be called that. Oh, my God. Okay, let's wrap it up so she can live her life and I can stop sweating through my butt. I need the fucking
I think we crushed it.
Oh my God. I love you so much. Okay, well, thank you for coming on Working On It. We were working on NFTs today. Check out all the links below if you're watching this on YouTube. We're literally going to put all these links, so pay attention and check out Paris everywhere. You know who she is. She's the queen of all.
Great job.
And thank you, Ryan, for setting this cool thing up with Alec. Thank you, Alec.
Shout out Alec again.
Thank you, Artcade. This is so lit.
Sub-Nation.
I want to build this at my house right now. So thanks for listening. We love you so much.
So much fun.
Bye, everyone.
Sliving.
That's
awesome.
Loves it. I've been